have ourselves to blame. Well, it's insane that we should share what the master gives to us. Well, the time has come to help someone less fortunate than us. Save the world. Feed the hungry people. Clothe the little baby. Lend a helping hand. Save the world. Feed the hungry people. Show them we love and care.
Praise God this morning. Father God, as we come before you this morning, just want to say thank you. Just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord God, I pray this morning for every person that is going through your educational process, that they would receive the understanding of whatever it is that you're trying to educate them to and or with. Lord, I ask you this morning, activate their angels. Activate their guardian angels and destroy the works, the thoughts, the deeds, the actions, and the effects of all evil guardian angels in the name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, you know, I've been going through about maybe 2 months, three, I don't know. Because I tried to do two things. Number one, I tried to just go on through it, allow God to show me what I need to learn in it so that I can overcome it and go on to the next level and try to help those people that are going through in it, whatever it might be. It might not be the same circumstance. It might not be the same situation. But I like to ask God to show them what they need to learn in it so that they can move on as well. So sometimes it's a trying process. And sometimes, but it's always going to be a learning process, okay? It's always going to be a learning process. And sometimes I can even remember saying to God, Lord, I don't mind if you speed this one up so I can get it fast and be able to come on out of it and move on. But that doesn't work. That does not work, I'm here to tell you. Because God knows exactly how much of something we got to get before we get his understanding of the situation. Because, see, God knows in order for us to get our understanding, we have to filter it through so much flesh. So I always ask him, you know, let me get your understanding in this so I can move on in the name of Jesus. And for whatever reason, there has been a learning curve. With God, there's always a learning curve, always. You're going to get it, and you're going to get it the way God wants you to get it. Because like I said a minute ago, you got to filter stuff through so much flesh that when we even try to educate ourselves outside of the Word of God and outside of people that have already lived through that experience sometimes, we don't get it the way God needs us to get it. And remember, it's all about his plan and his purpose anyway. Okay? It's all about the fulfillment of his plan and his purpose. And it's always about, now you can put this in your book of life lessons. It's always going to be about God getting something out of you that you might not even know is there, but the bottom line is it's going to make you a better person. And the intent of it is to make you a better person. So if you keep those things in mind, even as you're going through whatever it is that God has you going through, I'm telling you, you will go through and you will come out educated to the will the way, the plan, the intent, and the purpose of God in it. It's going to be that way. So, how can I say? A friend of mine used to always say, your attitude will determine your altitude in Christ. Your attitude will determine your altitude in Christ. And she used to say that to me a lot. So it stuck. So I'm going through whatever it is I'm going through. And God used a different phrase. He used a different terminology. And so the Holy Spirit, first I saw this vision. It was a small vision. I didn't really understand it. But then the Holy Spirit said, you have to fight like a knight. About eight of you, put that in the chat room. He said, you're going to have to fight like a knight. K-N-I-G-H-T. You're going to have to fight like a knight. So I said, fight like a knight. See, I love old English mysteries. I love mysteries, period. I have read a lot of mysteries because I love solving mysteries. And I think that's why I'm pretty effective in this type of ministry. So the Holy Spirit said, you're going to have to fight like a knight. I said, okay, fight like a knight. K-N-I-G-H-T. And spelled it for me so I would understand. How does a knight fight? Knights fight with swords and lances. The full armor, right? You're going to have to fight like a knight in this one. So I said, okay. He said, but don't worry about it. I'm going to give you a prayer that will close demonic doors and will stop demonic operations. He said, but you're going to have to fight like a knight to get it. So I said, okay. I got to fight like a knight. You know, I started to, and I don't really like all that Renaissance stuff, but I wanted to see a little bit more how knights fight. And once again, once the knight gets knocked off his horse, it becomes very one-on-one. It becomes very intense. And so the Holy Spirit said, fight like a knight so I can reward you. And you are not alone. A knight. Now, this is what the Holy Spirit was telling me. A knight knows well the cause that he fights for. A knight knows the nobility of his mission. A knight knows the king who he serves. And with blessed assuredness of the victory, a knight fights to the end. And so then I heard, a knight for Christ fights even at the cost of his own life. So I said, okay, I'm going to have to fight like a knight. Okay, I can do that. I know the cause that I'm fighting for. And I know the nobility of the mission. I know the king who I serve, that's King Jesus. And I know that in knowing this, I have the blessed assuredness of the victory. However, I still got to fight to the end. That's what the Holy Spirit was making me aware of. And so I said, okay, what exactly are you talking about? He said, well, you know that the devil is about hatred, rage, revenge, and unforgiveness. He said, now you know that if the devil does not succeed in pulling you into darkness, that the devil will try to keep you in the category of the chaotic. And you know that that is not pleasing to God. And so I said, okay. He said, that's why you're going to have to fight like a knight, so I can reward you. And you're not alone. Listen, what the, you know, sometimes, and I think God is continually showing me, it's the little foxes. It's the little foxes now. He said, you really need to write this down. He said, do not become discouraged by the spirits of ingratitude and lack of spiritual insensitivity that are trying to be transferred to you in an attempt to overthrow the plans and purposes of God. He said, you're fighting the spirits of ingratitude and insensitivity. The devil is trying to keep you and put some of you, meaning the body of Christ, not just us, meaning the whole body, in he's trying to keep you in the category of the unproductive, chaotic, lukewarm, lethargic, and apathetic community. I said, uh-oh. He said, the devil is attempting to weigh you down. And it's one of the devil's most effective temptations. Apathy and lethargy. The Holy Spirit said, resist all discouragement. It is not from God and it is never of God. Ingratitude. Now, somebody look up that word. I didn't have time. Insensitivity. Well, look up the word ingratitude and then look up insensitivity. Post that in the chat room, please. Ingratitude and insensitivity. Can you do that for me? I want you to post the definition of ingratitude, lack of gratitude, lack of concern for others' feelings. That's insensitivity. Lack of concern for others' feelings. And then ingratitude is a noun. It's a state of being ungrateful, unthankfulness, lacking feeling or tact, not responsive or susceptible, insensitive to the demands of the public, is, was an example. a discreditable lack of gratitude, insensitivity, a lack of feeling or sympathy for other people's feelings, or an unwillingness to give importance to something. Now this right here is what the angel said to me. Ingratitude in all things overcomes, gratitude in all things overcomes and will continue to make you a winner. Look for the altars. The angel told me, look for the altars. Gratitude in all things overcomes and will continue to make you a winner. Look for the altars. That's what the angel told me. Look for the altars. Angel said, you will recognize what is trying to work against the will of God. And I thought about God did Paul. None will suffer lack of any good thing according to the word of God. You got it? The angel said, gratitude in all things overcomes and will continue to make you a winner. Look for the altars. You will recognize what is trying to work against the will of God. None will suffer lack of any good thing according to the word of God. Then I can't do it today because I've just got, it's real raggedy. And so the devil did not want me to even be able to give this, but I got up early and started working on that blog talk. See, sabotage had been launched against the blog talk. But I started working on it early. I want you today. I'm gonna do the prayer. I might do it. These are the spirits. Spiritual insensitivity and ingratitude. You know, if you're a nurse or a doctor or a caregiver, one of the things they teach you is to have empathy and not sympathy. But nobody really teaches you that in the church. Because your heart's supposed to be changed when you come to Christ. But what I'm learning is that the enemy of God is doing so much to block the flow of the love of God. The Bible says that if you study Jesus, that he was moved with compassion. Nowadays, when you move with compassion, the world want to label you anything other than moving and flowing in the love of God. Sales techniques are created to overthrow compassion and replace compassion with mind control. Selfishness, self-serving, self-seeking. But I'm going to tell you, the Holy Spirit said, and you look it up yourself, because until you, and manipulation, right, Tammy? Until you can get the revelation of this in your own heart, You got to get it for yourself. You got to get this. You got to get it. You got to get this. This is something that, it's not an if or an and. You see, the angel gave me another word. I don't know if I had a chance. I put it somewhere. Oh, right here. The devil, the angel reminded me, the devil is about hatred, rage, revenge. And the devil tempting to put us into chaos. He tries to keep us in the category of the chaotic. You see, there are some churches and some politicians use it a lot too. They throw you into chaos, and then they're going to tell you that they're the rescue from the chaos that they created and put you in the first place. And we know, I know you know, because I've taught about chaos witchcraft. Even the baby ADAP witches know about chaos witchcraft, because that's one of the first things I believe I've yet to take a real witch through deliverance that didn't have chaos witchcraft involved in their deliverance. So I want you to put that down to that you must come out of chaos. The chaos is not your, you see, Jesus said, one, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. But Jesus said, my peace I give unto you. My peace. Peace comes from God. And anything that the devil does to rob you of your peace is an attempt to throw you into chaos. I know people that haven't seen family members for a long time. And then when they see their family members, immediately, chaos. And then they wonder where it comes from. You can be in peace, and the devil will truly bring somebody out of somewhere, out of some dark hole, to bring chaos, to disturb your peace. So you got to do it. You got to do it. Because I realize that the witches have tried to send chaos to this chat room right here. Because I called up about 20 people. Remember, I used to be an analyst. I believe in polls and market research and stuff like that. So I called up 20 people that don't come on the chat room. They headliners. They've been headliners a long time. They're flowing in blessings. Their life is great right now. It's great. It's great. And so I was looking for, that's why I like mysteries. I was looking for, well, what is the connect? God, what is the connect? He said they've been targeting. If you're not strong in the Lord, trust this, you won't resist. You won't resist because you're not fighting against the witches that are coming to the chat room to tear y'all up. God said you're going to have to fight like a knight. Especially if you're in this chat room, you're going to have to fight like a knight. What piece of armor? In the whole armor of God. The sword of the Spirit. The word of God. the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. I said, oh, okay. He said, and you got to understand that the people that are doing nothing are a gateway. They're being used as a gateway. I said, okay. But the key thing, remember I always tell you go into ease. When you go into ease, you come out of chaos. In chaos, you cannot. If you go, chaos will take you all the way back to Genesis 1. In the beginning, God brought order out of chaos. God brings order out of chaos. And that's why I know I came out of sickness. I came out the thing with Jose. I came out of, God, excuse me, has not only sent witches here, he sent goddesses here. Genesis 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. God brings destruction. Destruction. To witchcraft, you might have to go through. You're going to have to go through. And even when you're going through, the devil trying to put spirits of ingratitude and lack of spiritual insensitivity. But God told me none, and that's why I'm just so thrilled this morning, none will suffer lack of any good thing according to the word of God. What is the word of God? The sword of the Spirit. Fight like a knight. You're going to have to fight like a knight. You're going to have to use the sword of the Spirit, and you're going to have to use the big lances. You know when they be fighting in front of the kings and the queens, one knight be going one way and the other one be going in the opposite direction, and they take that lance and they knock the knight off his horse. Because then if they can get him off his horse, then the other knight jumps down in the arena and they go at it. If you reverse that tactic, that's what the witch has been doing to us. Wrestling. But we've been thinking about wrestling in a sense of like two wrestlers. Them knights be wrestling in that armor. They have on all that armor, including that helmet, that breastplate, loins girt, feet shod, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith. You're going to have to fight like a knight. And you're going to have to deal with, now, I got some personal instructions. And it seems like I've been trying to take everybody in this ministry through a one-on-one. I tried it before, and the enemy brought in a distraction. I'm going to try, especially the Jesus believers, especially those that have been on this headline. Because what you see, every encounter with God is supposed to be an education. Every encounter of God is supposed to be an education. It's not the fight. It's the education that comes from the fight. It's not the battle. Those of us that are called to leadership, it is not the battle. You win the battle, but what was the education that you got in the battle, through the battle, by overcoming in the battle? Well, right now, the mission is because the devil, you see, when stuff happens to me, you always hear me say, I'm going to pay you back, devil. I'm going to pay you back, and I mean it. This truckload I'm taking to this men's and women's rehab, that's a payback. The devil is mad, mad, mad. Mad. The money I sent to the Ukraine, to Poland, the devil is mad, mad, mad. The money that you all send to this ministry gets distributed out in works against the devil. Somebody said to me, I thought you took up an offering. You know, I have not taken up an offering for nothing and nobody and nothing since I asked you to pay for the chairs. You know why? This is why. I believe that God is my provider. I like a lot of stuff. I live fairly decent. I learned the principle. Half of everything and more than half, literally, is used to fulfill the plan and the purposes of God. So when God asks me to do something, I ain't got to beg nobody to do it. I got God's money on the side to do whatever God, and that is, I tithe 80%. You're going to have to fight like a knight. Are you hearing me this morning? You're going to have to fight like a knight. And I told somebody else, I don't believe you're supposed to be a beggar in the kingdom of God. I'm not. And I never will be. So what happened? Satan got in the mix, but he stays in the mix. He'll just hit you and blindside you if he can. And he can't, you know what? Maybe he can't you all, because maybe y'all, you know, stronger in Christ than me. But you know what? I'm teachable. And every experience I go through, I write down what did I learn from this? What was the education God wanted me to get from this? And I tell God, with your help, we won't go through this again. I got it. That's what I be saying. I got it. I'm getting it. I'm getting it. And I'm teachable. I'm still learning. That's why it ain't no shame to me to get in front of you and say, man, I sinned. Forgive me, God. I got to straighten this out. I got to make this right. Maybe when you get to be 72 like I am, and you're looking at eternity like I am, I ain't living for just today. I'm living to leave a legacy in those that I have trained, that I have taught. Because I know I ain't crazy. I ain't going to be here forever. I'm living today for eternity. And I really believe only what you do for Christ will last. I live by that philosophy. And so then, after I come out of it or overcome it, God brings me understanding. You cannot allow chaos or anybody else's chaos to overtake you. Don't do that. See it for what it is. If you can, pray to God. Like God told me, gratitude in all things overcomes and will continue to make you a winner. God say, look for the altars. Look for the altars. Look for the altars, and you'll recognize what's trying to work against the will of God. I'm insignificantly significant. I understand that. He said, look for the altars. You will recognize what's trying to work against the will of God. But it's almost like I can hear God saying, be of good cheer. None that obeys my will, none that asks me for understanding and then do what I tell them to do, none will suffer lack of any good thing according to the word of God. Fight like a knight. You know, a knight willingly goes into battle. Knights are part of an elite force. Knights were the elite. You understand that? Now, I'm not saying this to puff nobody's ego up, because you're not supposed to be living by your ego anyway. Your flesh is supposed to be dead. But I know we human, and we will let it raise up. Anger, rage, unforgiveness, the flesh, carnality. I hope you're getting this morning. God's got to make you a God-made man or a God-made woman in order for you to fulfill his plan on this earth. And he's trying to teach you, us. God never said it was easy. He said it was going to require faith. And now he's saying, fight like a knight. He's giving you a heads up. Because God don't create losers. There can never be a loser in the kingdom of God, because your king has already won. King Jesus. He already won. So if you determined to be a loser, you're a standout. And I'm going to look up the knights. I'm going to see what happens with the knight who loses. Because when you have knights fighting, two men of equal stature and ability, but only one of them going to win. Only one is going to win. That's for sure. Bind that chaos out of your life. Bind out in the name of Jesus. You deal with it. Ingratitude and the lack of spiritual insensitivity. You must be able to discern. You must be able to perceive the things of God. I'm signing off a little early, but that's all I got to say. Deal with it. In the meantime, I'm going to get off so I can go into prayer today, because God said he was going to give me a prayer to close demonic doors and stop demonic operations. I want it. I need it. I got to have it. And more than that, I earned it. I earned it. I earned it.
Yeah.
on this chat room, fight through clothed in your full armor. Because I put fight like a knight. I'm never going to forget that. God is awesome. God ain't going to let you go through nothing without telling you what you're going through. And then I think it was Jessica put up here, like, what was your education? See, there are some things that God tell you that you got to do. You got to gain your own education through your own battles. And it's not the battle. It's the education you receive by going through the battle Everybody is different. Everybody's education is different. You got to fight like a knight yourself. And on this one, you're going to have to gain your own education, just like I did. You're going to have to do that. Some of your discerning ain't where it's supposed to be because you ain't fighting with it. You ain't using it. And some of your discerning is so far off because you're trying to fight through somebody else's discerning ability to perceive. Some of you, your compassion is not where it's supposed to be because if it was, you would be seeing and experiencing the fruit. And I'm telling you, those on you, in this chat room, you're going to have to fight double because the witch is targeting you. They see your name. They know who you are. That angel even said to me something about I don't even have time to put everything. But don't you know if that angel got info from your bloodline? I mean, if those demons, evil angels and demons, if they have access to your bloodline, and they do. Don't you know they can hit you where it hurt and you'll never even know why or how it was able to be done? You need your own education. And you can't be lazy. And God knows. God really knows. Some of you fighting through stuff you pick up on YouTube, Facebook, it ain't even biblical. So some stuff that's man-made, God ain't even in covenant with you against that stuff. And some of the stuff you picking up through other religions, it's leading you to doomsday. And the fact that I thank God I had a privilege to minister to a lot of young people. I'm talking about real young, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. I have an opportunity to minister to college students. And I see, and I have seen so much wasted potential. Wasted potential. And then on the other hand, you see other little kids, 15 and 16, 18, 17, 9 and 10, with the help of their parents, creating companies, making millions of dollars. And it ought to make you wonder, I got the Holy Spirit. Why not me? Why not me? Some of the meanest, most unkind people I have ever met in my life, and I come out to be in whiskey business, I met them in the churches around the world. And I had to ask myself, why are they so mean-spirited and evil like that? Then it went click, because somewhere along the line, they picked up something from the devil and the dark side and believed it as truth or believed it as fact. And then some people, it's money. I'm so happy. Believe me, I'm happy. With Jesus as my provision. Those of you that have helped me out when I ask you to, I'm so grateful and thankful to you, because I believe that God is your provider. I really believe that. And I also believe that God finances everything he called you to do. I think some of you, if you want to know the truth, are living beneath your privilege. I do. And why would you say that? I believe that some of you are not just not living up to the potential that God has in you. Because you want to do it another way. You want to do it through the world. But that ain't the way it works for us. That ain't the way it works for us. I could put it like this. God's way or no way. You're going to always be begging until you stop. You're going to always be in lack until you turn that around. You're going to always be thinking of a way to manipulate somebody until you see that it is ungodly and evil. But you know what? The buck starts and stops with you. It starts and stops in the condition of your heart. See, if you can love God, like that song by that guy, and love people, if you can serve God and serve people, you'll never want for nothing. And you won't have no bad spirits tracking you, and you won't have no desire to control and manipulate everybody. After spending 12 years in the military and getting out with 3 honorable discharges, I learned one thing. I don't like control. I don't like it from nobody. But I can follow Jesus. I feel bad when he's not controlling me. I feel bad. And I don't like feeling bad. I like to feel good, just like you. If you want to know why some of the stuff come to you, examine your heart. I figured God let me live 72 years to get it right. That's why I tell people, I ain't nobody's competition. I ain't your comp or what? Compete for what? I already got a place in heaven. What else is there to compete for? And I'm contending with the enemy because I don't want to see people suffer unnecessarily. And I know Jesus is the answer. I know Jesus is the way and the only way. And when I see Jesus, I want him to really say this. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You see, somebody tried to gaslight me. Y'all know what gaslighting is? That I detest, because then they're trying to mess with your mind. That infuriates me. But all I could do is say, Jesus, help me. Help me, because I know it must be something in me you're trying to get out. Show me what it is so I can give it up willingly and quickly. I don't want no more of this. I don't want to go through this again. Help me. And you know what? He does. He does. I've only come this far by the faith of Jesus. I've only lived this long by the faith of Jesus. Now God is saying, fight like a knight. So I'm going to fight like a knight. I'm going to fight like a knight.
You better be ready. Ready? I wanna be ready.